I've been instructed to pray a prayer with you this morning. Please listen to me. I've been instructed to pray a prayer with you this morning. And this is a prayer. All of you that have lifted your voices to God and telling God the reason to praise Him, I've been instructed to tell you to pray that your reasons will increase. Every reason that you are given to praise God this morning, those reasons will multiply. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning because you have not called the house of Jacob to seek you in vain. We thank you for bringing us here. We bless you. Please speak to us this morning. All our online audience, we thank God for your lives. And we say that which God have done for us, we do it for you also. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Please, you may be seated. You know the good news? There are so many things actually in life that depend on us, not on God. And the earlier we get to understand some of these things, the better for our deliverables. Not because we want to only have a good life, but want to be influence and influences to the world that we live in. The earlier we understand. And I know you are a Bible-believing Christian. So I'm going to be quoting a few scriptures to you. And I'm going to say something from science. Psalm 115 verse 16. It said, the heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But, the earth hath he given to the children of men. Earth is a gift to us by God. So most of the time, we determine what we want to happen on earth. And I can give you an example from scriptures. Remember, there was a time that Israelite told Samuel, please, we don't want a prophet again, we want a king like any other nation. And Samuel was not happy, and God told Samuel, by reason of the fact that I've given to the earth the sons of men, give them what they want. Do you know, after that incident, God continued to give them kings. They said, we want a king like any other nation. And you would think after Saul, God will return to giving them a prophet. God began to give them king. And God was not giving them, God gave them a better king. So somebody will say, "Ma foyini nkonto wuni." No. God is not like that. But that was why the king he gave them after Saul. See, we still talk about David tomorrow. He had to source somebody for them. Himself. He said, I found in the house of Jesse a David, a man after my heart to rule over my people. He did not return by giving them a prophet. And let me read something to you about us, man. Genesis chapter 11 from verse 4 to 6. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heavens, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which you have imagined to do. Man, nothing will be restrained from them. if they have what they have imagined to do. That's why the Bible says, casting down every imagination. If you imagine good, good will happen to you. Whatever you imagine will happen to you. So that is why it is no good not to have a heart of forgiveness. You are likely to be imagining something against somebody that is not good. And you are going to be walking against the counsel of God. So if you don't understand the reason for forgiveness, you will not know that if you are forgiven, if you have not forgiven, there is a likelihood for you to be fighting people from your mind and imagining things against them. And you are going to be working against God. Psalm 8 from verse 3 to 6. I read, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou art ordained, then I ask myself a question. With all these things, I need to ask a question, because there is something that I don't understand. I can't. There is something that this family don't understand. He said, I need to ask this question. Say, what is man? What is man that thou art what? Mindful of him. That's some level of capacity, you know. And the son of man that thou visited him. The Lord will visit you. My brother, my sister, the Lord will visit you. May you create an enabling environment for God to be able to dwell. In your houses, in whatever you do, in the business you do, may you create an enabling environment for God to dwell in the name of Jesus. As God has visited, the enemy wants to visit. But when there is no vacuum, there is no space for the enemy, where will he come to? He has to disappear. For thou made him a little lower than the angels, and thou hast crowned man. Crowned. Do you believe the scriptures? Yes. You are a man. Thou hast crowned him with what? With glory and honor. Verse 6. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand, and thou art put all things under his feet. Can we give God a clap of praise this morning? Look, I'm only telling you who you are. That's my job. Please, who you are in Christ Jesus, who God has made you, the capacity you have, what you carry. May you not recreate yourself. Yes, now. May the challenges of Nigeria not recreate you. May the challenges of the world not recreate you. You know, somebody sang one song. Permit me, if I cannot interpret it to English, the other woman will interpret it for me. Say, Atunida Yago, Lono Mi Yago. Yago, Lono Mi Yago. People that are cursing people, they want to recreate them now? Yes or no?
That's what they want to do.
So let me ask you a question this morning. Who is man? And I'm going to use this very scantily to explain something to you. Do you know that every man, the title of my message this morning is, you are a born winner. Every man that comes to the earth. And scientists will bear me witness as I give this example. I'm not going to go to details. I'll just give an example. Do you know that when a man and a woman meet, and after the meeting, the process of maybe fertilizing the egg of a woman is recorded that the sperm that leaves a man that goes to a woman is over 200 million. Over 200 million. And they have to fight their way for one to get to the egg. One, just one. Scientists, yes or no? 200, over 200 million, one will get to the egg. You know what? The woman ovary is full of challenges on the way. Mount everything that will prevent, so they will begin to race. Somebody, only one out of 200 million will get to the egg. Just imagine. And I'm talking about a race that you can ever imagine in your life. 200, over 200 million, one must get to the egg. Do you know the reason why you are existing? You are the one that got to the egg. So you are born a winner. Every man, that's why they say, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Every man born. Can you imagine if over 200 million compete to exist? And you are the one that came to exist. And I'm talking about every man. So there is no man that exists that is not born a winner. I'm not talking about this a competition or small competition. I'm talking about the terrible competition. And between that and that, we have, is about 14 hours journey. And it's a very, very stiff competition. Very serious, running, climbing, doing some obstacles. And the other, all other ones will die. Once that single one gets to the egg, all other ones will die along the way. So the reason why you are existing is because you got to the egg first. So that means that, just imagine the fact that from then you'll be competing. So every man is born a champion. Now, can I ask you a question? So how do you see yourself? So what has the world changed you to over the years? Everybody, look at the population of Nigeria. Can you imagine how all Nigerians have to race and somebody will get to the goal? Who is that kind of person that get there? No. They're like superhuman. That is who you, everybody in the world, everyone pass through the same competition without exception. So can I tell you, who is it telling you that you will fail? Who is it that you are agreeing with? Are you agreeing with Nigeria that the economy is bad? Tell me, be agree. You agree with Nigeria that the economy is bad? Who is selling the thing to you? You know why they are selling to you? As we come back to the world, we are still competing. Nations compete against nations. Business compete against business. So because you have been designed to compete, I said you don't know. You've been designed to compete because you are born
by competition and you won a race. You suddenly came to the world and remixed, and the competition continues.
That's why we are here. But of course, there's nothing you can do about your background, where you are born. You can't do anything about it. There's something you can do about where you are raised. You can't do anything about it. Yeah. There's nothing you can do about what have you been exposed to when you are growing. You can't do something about it. But my brother, my sister, that capacity is still in you. That in spite of everything, you can do something about your life. Chief Obafemi Awolowo went to study law at the age of 40. 40 years old. And we can still not forget Chief Obafemi Awolowo. Have you forgotten him? No. What can man not achieve? The only thing that a man cannot achieve is only what man chooses not to achieve. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, what do you now do? There's greatness in you. May you not get to heaven and they tell you, see what you did not become. He said, because of Nigeria. I said, who is Nigeria? You are the one who brought Nigeria money. Many of us, you see, people have gone to a stage in which the environment has been recreating them every day, every second. That is why the Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. So you can knock off this nonsense news. You must listen to them. There is nothing you can do about it. I will get there. So let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That is where you can know who you are. Do you know that some people will be telling themselves that they cannot make it in Nigeria? You know, I said in the first service, I just few years ago, I just switched from this Naira issue. Can I not be thinking about this dollar stuff? I switched. And I don't think it will be difficult for me to make USD. No. How can it be difficult? Maybe Nigeria borrow money in USD now. Did you not read about those startup companies, FinTech in Lagos, all those small boys? Do you know what some of them are worth today? So why are we limiting ourselves to what? So today, my number one point is be well informed. Number one point. I didn't say be informed, but I say be well informed. You don't but want to write this point down. I'm telling you. And I will tell you the reason. You'll be shocked at what information can do for your life. For your relationships with your children. Be well informed. Because the world is going at a rate in which if you are not well informed, they just pack you by the side. And you will know. Even in the job you do. Proverbs 24, verse 5. I read. Can you project, please? Proverbs 24, verse 5. Please, can we read together, church? Wait. A wise man is what? A wise man is what? Strong. But yea. You know the meaning of yea? What are they meaning? Where mean it? There is something else that I'm finding out. A man of what? Knowledge will do what? Knowledge takes your strength from level to level to level. It's called knowledge. It's not only by wisdom. Knowledge gives you acceleration. It accelerates your deliverables in life. It accelerates the result. It
knowledge. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge, you increase strength. Isaiah 33 verse 6. Can you project for me, please? Isaiah 33 verse 6. And wisdom and what? Shall be what? Of thy times. And strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. You can't, how do you separate knowledge from salvation? You can't separate it. So wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of that time. You want to be stable. Eh? He said, he talked about somebody among Zion and we cannot be moved. What's the scripture? Eh? You stand on Mount, I forgot it. Huh? Which cannot be moved, a stability of thy times. You are stable. You are not tossed to and fro by every wind, because wind has to come. This is life. There is out there, there is no mercy in life as it were. Elements are not. You play with the elements. In spite of the element, in spite of everything, he said, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. You are stable. You are not a man that is tossed to and fro. There is something about you that you can check. There's a checklist in yourself. Somebody is telling you something, you are checking it out. We're just moving from here to here. Somebody's, some people they say, come to one mountain, come and pray. What about me? The Baba that is praying for you is so ignorant. He doesn't even know anything. Ah, I don't have a Baba. I said, what did this? Excuse me. Please, knowledge, when informed, you read books, you listen to news, you watch documentaries. Do online courses. Study about science. Know a bit about everything, about the world you live in. They are talking about global warming. Know about it. That is the reason, that is the world you live in. They talk about cryptocurrency, read about it. I'm not saying you go and do it. Read it off. That is the issue. That's what your children are going to be talking about. In Naira, be informed. Listen to news. Understand the economy. Know what is happening in your environment. Understand politics. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. In the book of Daniel chapter 1, you know, something happened here. And that's why, well, if we say we are children of God, we are not of this world. I said, I said, no, yes. But don't ever forget, we determine the standard of this world. We are competing against each other. If you have a product and somebody's product is better than your product, they won't buy your product. We are competing against each other and they are raising the bar. That is why in Africa today, we depend on them to give us everything. They are raising the bar like no man's business. We can't even cope. People talk about IT. I say we are not part of the industrial revolution. IT ride on industry. And when you talk about Tesla, use the battery. At least there has to be a car called Tesla. We are not part of the industrial revolution, unfortunately. So IT ride on industry. So that is why we cannot afford not to understand the reason why the continent is a bit poor. We cannot understand the reason why we borrow money. And we can change the narrative. There's always a way out. I remember many years ago, maybe in the 60s, in Japan, the general could not make a call. When he makes a call, it was breaking. So you know what they did? They started giving their children scholarships to go and study in the West. Education. I'm talking about national scholarship.
study in the West, study in the West, study in the West, study in the West. Over the year, that's what the Chinese do also. So they give scholarship to go and study in the West, so their children come back with the knowledge. And that's why I have hope for Nigeria, because we have over 14 million of our children in the diaspora. They are in medical field, yes or no, they are in NASA, they are everywhere. So there is hope for Nigeria. Can we put your hands together for your nation? Say there is hope for Nigeria. There is hope for Nigeria. So please, it's a dynamic and it's a game. Be well informed. And I'm talking about well informed. So when you are thinking about Nigeria now, if you are not well informed, you know that there are 40 million Nigerian diaspora, don't know what they are doing, medical field, everything, you'll be losing hope in Nigeria. No, I can't lose hope, because I know there is hope for Nigeria. I've read the way it is done in China, I've read the way it is done in Japan, I know that it will be done in Nigeria, and by the grace of God, in 2023, God will give us a president after his heart. I can't hear you, I say God will give us a president after his heart. Once the government is ripe, our children want to come home. Are we talking this morning? Listen to me, we're in Nigeria. We have to design to change the system. It's a great country. Don't you agree with me? Nigeria is what? Nigeria is what? Don't ever let anybody tell you that Nigeria is not a great country. It's a lie. Nigeria is a great country. I remember, was it Obama that said it? He said, if they remove all Nigerian doctors from Washington, D.C., they're most likely going to be in trouble. Maybe I paraphrased it. Our people are everywhere in the world. And I love that. That's a seed that we are sowing. That's a seed that we are sowing. And that's why Chief Obafemi Awolowo, that said study law at the age of 40, we will never forget him. He was the one that made us to understand the value of education in Southwest. All the agbe that were selling cocoa, they was making sure that they were, even if you don't send your children, what would they do? They would go and lock them in those days. Praise the Lord. I said, be well informed. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, you cannot afford not to understand how this thing, how it plays on your bottom line, on your prosperity, on your relationship, on everything you desire in life, even your spirituality. You need to be informed. You need to know, you don't read the Bible, what about revelation of scriptures? You need to be informed. Spiritual information, physical information, and you must be well informed. When the Bible says the Holy Spirit will remind you of what is, maybe it is what is there that you'll be reminded of. If nothing is there, you'll be reminded of nothing. And when you are praying, God said to you, bring forth your strong argument. When there is nothing to bring to God, when you pray, nothing happens. When Habakkuk was praying, he said, I will stand upon my rampart and hear what he will say unto me. And what I will answer God when I am reproved. God expects you to be informed. He says, study to show yourself approved unto what? Unto God. A workman, rightly doing what? Divided, that will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed. I say you will not be ashamed. I say you will not be ashamed. Praise the Lord. You have to be well informed. Daniel chapter 1 verse 4. Now the king made a request. Verse 3. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed and of princes. Look at what the requirement, just to be able to come in. Children whom was no blemish, well favored, and skillful in all what? Wisdom, and cunning in what? Knowledge. Requirements of the world. You want to make it in this place? You got to fulfill these requirements. You must be cunning in knowledge. It is not how many degrees you have. It is how you apply your degrees. So people are, I say you go to university to study and there's no job. Become a job. How can you be whining and say there is no job? Become a job. That's why you have gone to university.
a job when there is no job. They say they are cunning in knowledge. They are skillful in wisdom. So for wisdom, you still need skill in wisdom. Knowledge, you need to be cunning. You should be able to relate chemistry to when your mom is cooking in the kitchen, evaporation. Chemistry, just chemistry. You've got to relate physics to fundamental things that happen every day. So it is not agbemugbeso, it's about your cunning in knowledge. You can apply your knowledge in everything you do. Praise the Lord. And so that had the ability to in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the Chaldeans. Now, so knowledge opens doors for you when you are knowledgeable. That's why when you go for interview, you know, they when they ask you questions, even when you go for interview at the embassy, people don't understand. You can even tell them, say, what do you do? Say, I'm something. The person just threw a question to you about what you say you do. For example, say, I'm a contractor. Say, what sort of a contractor? I'm a contractor. What sort of a contractor? I'm a contractor. What sort of a contractor? I'm a contractor. You have lost it. You say, I'm a businessman. What business do you do? I'm a businessman. What business do you do? It's like you have lost it. So you don't even know the reason why things happen. Most of the time, you know, when I used to sew, and I was actively involved in sewing those days. So people come to collect their clothes, and their clothes is not ready. And it will be ready in another hour or like 30, 40 minutes. Whoever. So people that are medical doctors, I engage them in conversation for 40 minutes. Politicians, I engage them in conversation for the next 1 hour. All that we are going in conversation for the next. So most all my customers, they become my friends. Do you know that some of our customers have been partnering for the past 20 something years and did not leave? Knowledge, well informed. Now, what does it do for you? Number one, when you are well informed, now your circle of influence widens. When you are well informed, yeah, you are likely to be able to attract people around you. When you are well informed, your circle of influence widens. When you are well informed, when you are well informed, you attract men and women of great minds to yourself. And don't forget, in the world, it's about knowing somebody that you know, somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. You attract people of great minds when you are well informed. And when you are well informed, your children get closer to you rather than get away from you. I said it upstairs. Let me tell you something, and I want to watch this. If your children, the only thing you do is you talk for a few minutes, that means there's no talking point. Now, this is it. Now, few minutes. Hello, how are you? They greet you. Good morning, sir. How are you? How's everything? How's you know? How many minutes is that one? Last 4, 5 minutes. So, if you are talking to your children for 5 minutes, that means there's no talking point. So once there is no talking point, you know what happens? You drift away from each other. So you are not likely to be able to influence them. Hey, because there is no talking point. There's no basis for conversation. There's no basis for discussion. Okay, you don't know about the course that, let's say somebody is studying medicine. You don't know anything about the course that they are studying. You can't discuss across board. So they drift away from you. And suddenly you can't influence them again. You have all the wisdom, you have everything, but how do you influence them when there's no talking points? So that is why you cannot afford but know what is going on. Children have a lot of questions in their heart to ask. If there's no talking point, somebody else will influence them. You will just be giving them food.
Kilo fe general. What do you want to eat? What do you want to do on this? So, but some other people will be influencing them. So there has to be a talking point. And when they don't want to talk, create a topic that is interesting. You are the one to design the topic. Don't be saying they are not even talking, they lock themselves up in their room. No, you must be creative, because you are cunning in knowledge and you are skillful in wisdom. Honestly, they don't want to talk. The one that just came home, a few days ago, 2:30 a.m. last one. Wasoro. Topic. Oh, talking on that the car clean. Coming out. I created the environment. He's tired. The one to sleep. You can't be tired. I've not seen you in a while. Tired for where? Go and be tired when you are gone. Don't spoil my ministry. So you are giving them. No. You create the environment for conversation. Look, that is the only way you can influence them. If you don't discuss with them, somebody else will influence them. And when you are not well informed, you cannot discuss with them again, because you can't even talk from their perspective. And you don't discuss with them from your own perspective, you start discussion from their perspective and you lead them to your perspective with wisdom. And when they ask you questions, be ready to answer any question for that matter. So you are most likely going to be attracting your children to you. And it's only when people come to you that you can influence them. So you have to be well informed. Say to yourself, I'll be well informed. Please, please, and please, parents, I have this for you this morning. Don't let other people influence your children when you are alive. Don't only let your children be talking to you about good morning, good afternoon, when you are still alive. Nobody here is still 90 years old or 100 years old. You are still active. So you must have a conversation with your children. When my daughter calls me, when he calls us, we talk 45 minutes or 1 hour minimum. You know what? We gallivant from topic to topic to topic to even the topics that they think I don't want to hear, they know that I want to hear it now. How can your children be talking to you for 10 minutes? The children you give back to, you send to school. So when you are old, who will be giving, accompanying you? They won't be coming. How can you allow your children to be moving away from you now? They don't have wives here. So when they have wives, what will happen? They disappear. You can't allow that to happen now. You create the future now. Because let me be honest with you, what we are talking about has a lot to do with our welfare. That is why I said this one is not dependent on God. You know what people will be doing? They will be praying, God, in the name of Jesus, the heart of my children, the heart of the king's your hand, turn it. Turn their heart to where? To your level. Do you think some people don't pray that kind of prayer? God, he has taken the heart of my daughter away from me. God, let the heart return. Let the heart return to what? The heart must be with her husband. Let the heart not return to you. Honestly speaking, you can pray and cover them. Even your son. Immediately she is married to this girl. He will never call home again. He will never do something. The Bible says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. He must leave you. Now, listen to me, parents. Let me talk to you. I said well-informed. Husband and wife. What did I say? Husband and what? I can't hear you. Say husband and... I can't hear you. Say husband and wife. Let me borrow you some things. I had to send a message to a young couple this past week. They're having some issues. I've spoken with them. So I sent a message. Ayo, please, can you project my message? Now, this was the message I sent to them. I said, good morning. I believe you and your family are doing great today. I need you to remember that we all are creatures of habits. Before marriage, we all see the best side of each other. At the record, When you see a girl outside, what you critique, what you say, she doesn't talk, good morning, where are you, good morning. You don't know what you see. You don't know what you see.
Good morning, how are you? What's everything?
The same guy. When I go for socks, to my daddy, bye. When my children were growing up, I said, let me spend your socks. I said, girls don't like it. You won't get a good married woman to marry. Come here. I said, come. Oh, yeah, your armpit. Let me smell it. I said, open your mouth for me. Let me smell your mouth. Eh? Yes, now. Yes, is that yes? Is not yes? Yes, now. It's parenting. But after marriage, we all focus more on the other side of each other. After marriage, that's what we do. Now, maybe this may not be bad in itself, but if we truly understand that we all are one family to help each other to be better than we all met ourselves. The reason why you are married to your wife is to make her better. The reason why you are married to your husband is to make him better. It's not to be criticizing yourself. It's not fear on creation. It's not fear on anything. It's not even fear on God that has created us. It's not fear on God that has been merciful to us. What are you going to give? Tell me. Eh? She's bad. She's this one. And so what is your own job? The reason why you are married to her is because you can influence her. Eh? The man is stingy. He won't do something. What is your job? You think you are just married for doing nothing? No. Capital? No. Drop it. It's an act of irresponsibility of the highest order. So what are you going to tell your children when they're married? Tell me what you will tell them. You want to talk to them about your failures? Capital no. That's why I say heaven and heaven belongs to what? God. The earth has been given to what? Sons of men. And you are talking to me. Is that, does that need prayers? Are you not the one to change? Is that God that will come and do that one for? God, please, so in the name of Jesus, my marriage work. Please, we pray some prayer that we are praying amiss. Your marriage should work. So God should come down for your own marriage to work. How many marriages are in the world? So God has to come down for all marriages to work. Yes or no? Adam told God, the wife you gave me. That's why God said, therefore shall I look for your wife. He that findeth a wife. Please tell somebody you find your own wife. You find your husband. Manage yourselves. Hey, my mom, please, so let me know what this religious, only religious exercise we are doing. We are reading the Bible, we are just saying, hey, in the name, let us pray. We just be responsible. The Bible is supposed to make us responsible. This one, we are praying amiss. I've never seen a praying amiss like, excuse me, two people. You are praying to God for what? Something must be wrong somewhere. I've not finished. Project the remaining. Now. Go back. Go back and come from. Now. To be better than we all met ourselves. True. Oh yeah, go back. True. One. Wisdom of approach. What did I say? Everybody say. Now, we make ourselves better than we met each other. The first thing is, I'm not talking about approach. I said what? Wisdom of approach. Number two, understanding how to influence each other. If you don't understand, you will just be complaining. The problem with some people is they lack understanding. Nobody taught them. Some of us going to marry, we didn't read any book, we did not know anything. You just carry a woman and you carry the woman on the bed. You will convince her, the father, marriage has come. How can you succeed? I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. Understanding how to influence, you need understanding in how to. I'm not talking about how to control each other, how to influence.
Leadership is about influence. Number three, empathy for each other. Please now, please. The person you are sleeping with in the same room, you give children you to the same room. You don't have empathy for each other. And you say you are serving God. Which God? Your wife should feel secured by you. Your husband should be. I'm talking about. Look, what are you talking about? Empathy for each other. Please, what be for each other? What be in your mind? This is your best friend. This is my sister. This is my brother. For each other. Number four, the ability to be circumspect. To mention but a few, remember, in the beginning, you people have a destination. And in life, your marital journey will be challenged no matter who you are. I'm telling you, no matter who you are, no matter the anointing, no matter whatever on top of you, your marital journey will be challenged. Overcoming this challenge is what gives you a testimony of happy married couple and will result to happy family. You can only get there if you tell yourself that this marriage will stand. Please don't let anyone remote control you indirectly. Understand your intimacy is beyond the comprehension of men. Marriage is God's project, not man. That is why it is being fought all over. What did I wish there? Say somebody to somebody married life. Say, I wish you a happy married life. Reverend Bola Dale Igishen de Pate of Michi Mitrain. What are you so about? Now let me tell you something. My brother and my sister, let me be honest with you. All this religious thing we do about we pray. You see, you don't have good relationship with your children. You don't have any. Ojo Lalo Mantelo. You know what happened? Your children, you caught them. Like, mommy, I don't want that. I said, why don't you want that? Kilo Shelley now. Come. Mommy, you know now. I don't want to know. Go, sumo bi, ya sorrow. Let's talk. Heaven and heaven belongs to who? Heaven and heaven belongs to who? Belongs to who? What is the heart? The heart has been given to the sons of men. How do you have children that you give back to and they are not close with you? Is something not wrong somewhere? Is God that will come and do that one for you? Because some people have lost touch with reality. Do you know that parents can be very proud? Yeah. And do you know what happened? Can I tell you something? All our children, they have our DNA. They are like us. Don't blame them. I've studied DNA. Your children are like either your wife or your husband. You're only complaining about yourself. Hey, one of my sons, I know how to deal with myself. My brother and my sister, this morning in closing, can we begin to live a real life? Can we begin to pray in real world? That is why people are praying amiss. Which devil are you binding? The only devil you are binding is the devil you have allowed in your house. You allow the devil. Now, you are praying for business success, fine. But will you not up your game? You are going to the embassy, you are praying. I said, fine, prayer. Do you want God to recreate the person that is there, not to be intelligent again? Because you are coming with something that is not reasonable. And God should make that person not intelligent. Oh, if you are told that now, how are we using prayer to recreate people? You want to fight for a project, you are not qualified for the project. If they give you the project, the house will collapse. And you are praying to God for them to give you the project. Don't you know that if you give you, you go to prison. For
the answer
to your prayer is for God not to let them give you that project because you cannot do it.
Can we rise up this morning?